What is up, everybody? Mr. International up here in the Heezy. Saturday morning, I was debating, do I go to the gym, lift weights, or do I come out and get something from the nature? So I ended up going back to the Victory Trailhead up here in Woodland Hills, West Hills area. And I'm glad I did, because it's always, you know, when you've had a rough week, it's always better to go outside and do something outside where you can steal energy or borrow some energy from the nature around you. I learned that practice a little while ago, and it makes a difference. Even if it's like a 10 or 15% difference, it's worth it. Do it. So yeah, you guys haven't heard from me in a few days. I did release that episode yesterday where my friend was trying to get laid. Didn't happen, but he's making some progress. But I've had a interesting week, a bit of a meltdown yesterday in my own way, and I kind of wanted to talk to you guys about my week, and maybe you guys can take some kernel of information to help your own life. So I kind of found myself falling back into a bit of some old bad habits. No, they're not drug related. I've never taken drugs. It's more just like worrying about shit and letting outside factors or influences affect me personally and emotionally. So long story short, I have this it shouldn't even be a tricky issue, but I have working with this guy who's another attorney. I'm not working with him. He took over a case I had, and he's a young pup, meaning ignorant in his own way. He doesn't understand how certain rules work, and he's trying to sell me on things that aren't really accurate. I won't go into too much detail, but some of the detail is he's basically trying to get me to give him my fees that I earned on a case. He's trying to get me to give him those fees to hold in his account, which of course I'm not going to do because they're not his. And unlike him, who doesn't know what he's doing, I actually took the time and did the research and talked to other ethical attorneys and people that know exactly what they're doing, and they're telling me no, the way he's suggesting is wrong and against bar rules, etc. Long story short, this guy, other attorney, was just ignoring me. Shows you what kind of law firm they run. He's never answering my emails, never answering my phone calls, never answering my certified letters, until I finally just had enough and sent him a very harsh one, at which point he calls me. And that's what happened this week. He finally called me after 5-6 months, actually. Finally, after asking over and over, call me, finally calls me, telling me I'm doing the wrong thing, claiming he's trying to help me out. I love it, right? That's my favorite. When somebody is fucking you, or they don't know what they're doing, and they're trying to sell you on, they're trying to help you out and save your ass, when actually they're doing the complete wrong thing. And that's one thing I've noticed since I moved to LA. You always have that. It's kind of like the driver who is driving the wrong way on a one-way street towards you, and when you honk at them, they flip you off. Like, it's so stupid. So I finally ended up talking to this guy. I really didn't want to, because I just didn't like the energy of his like, the one email he did send. It just, you know, I'm a very sensitive guy, so I was like, oh, fuck, I don't even want to talk to this asshole, but at least he called me. And actually, the conversation went better than I thought, but he was still trying to sell me on that I was wrong, and his friend got in trouble for doing what I was doing, and I was like, how on earth could your friend get in trouble for doing what I'm doing when I'm literally following the ethical rules to a T and consulted with three literally experts in the field? And he had nothing to say about it, because that's the problem when you speak from ignorance, because part of being ignorant is that you're not willing to learn. So anyways, that was draining. Everything resolved, I think, although this morning I kind of woke up, we agreed to do something, and I said, okay, I'm open to doing that. But now that a couple days have passed, I'm like, I'm wondering what I'm agreeing to, if that's even proper, because I'm the kind of guy, for better or for worse, that is always crossing every T and dotting every I. So anyways, I woke up brooding about that a bit, and I'm like, oh, fuck this, what am I doing? I'm like going down this rabbit hole of worrying about shit when I'm the one that's, you know, in the right. And that's always been a problem of mine. I've gotten much, 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 much better at it in the last 5-6 years. Had this bad habit of always worrying about shit that I couldn't really control, and worrying about shit where my brain would kind of always go to worst case scenario. And the more I thought about it, I'm like, man, what am I doing? I'm falling back in this trap. And I'm like, what do I have to worry about? I've literally gone out of my way over and above what anybody else would do to make sure everything's being done correctly. So as my dad always says, he's like, you know, in life, like, as long as you do everything correctly, it doesn't matter what anybody else does, as long as you know you've, you know, you did the right thing. So anyways, that's where I'm at. My brain was starting to go down the slant, or a slope, I guess, a slanted hill, sloped hill, whatever, this morning. And I thought, fuck that, man, it's Saturday. You know, I have the kind of brain that can kind of ruminate, as you guys may have heard about hearing me talking. I've gotten much better at it, like, over the last while, but I found myself in the last month or so kind of falling back into some old habits or some, which I'm not proud of. So those old habits being worrying. So anyways, I've lifted myself out of it really quickly because I was like, you know what, fuck this. I'll just talk to my ethics attorney again, get more guidance. Maybe it'll cost me more money, but you know what, fuck it. So that's kind of the situation. That's what I was going through this week. And it was kind of like, I just, even the conversation with that other attorney, like me, I don't like talking to negative people. And you may be thinking, well, you're a lawyer, so you're supposed to have to do that. Believe it or not, most of the people I know don't like it, even if they're a lawyer themselves. Because the reality is, we hate conflict. We're still regular people. Now, some people thrive off of it, but you may be surprised to know that that's like hardly anybody in the industry. You do have a few people that they love it. They love fighting. They love the conflict, and they're great at it. Good for them, man. Like, that's probably what I'm sure they do fantastic financially and whatever. That's not me, and that's not, believe it or not, that's not the vast majority of people. We just want to do our jobs, get the resolutions, and, you know, keep moving. We want a simple life as well, believe it or not. So that kind of dragged me down, like, even having to talk to him, like, even the night before, like, I was kind of like pissed about it. And then the day I finally talked to him after 6 months, he finally fucking calls me. Like, it was just, I couldn't believe all the stupid things he was saying. He wasn't insulting me personally. It was quite the opposite. Like I said, he was trying to pretend like he was helping me out and watching out for me and this and that. And I'm like, how do you, somebody with like a year or two of law experience, how on earth do you think you know more than literally, I think what amounts to be something like maybe 80 or 100 years of legal experience from three attorneys that actually specialize in this area? Like, I mean, it's just the hubris, right? And that's part of the problem. Like, one of my ethical attorneys is like, yeah, well, look at this guy, his whole firm, all of them that work there went to an unaccredited law school. They don't know what they're doing. I don't like people. I can't stand when people sell information on ignorance that is actually wrong. Like, I can't stand that. Like, if I don't know something, I'm going to be like, you know what, I think it's this, but I don't know. I'll look into it further. But I can't stand people that they try to sell things that are just patently false based on their lack of knowledge. Like, if you ask them, how do you know this, and they don't have an answer for you, like, fuck off. Stop selling that bill of sale. But anyways, this morning I was thinking about it more, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to stick with what I agreed to do with this guy ultimately, because I don't want to take his... I don't want to agree to do something with this guy where I am then violating some sort of rule that I'm not aware of. So unlike him, I'm going to go back and talk to my attorneys about the situation. But anyways, long story short, I didn't want to go too far down the rabbit hole of the details, but that's kind of what was dragging me down. And it was definitely lingering with me, and that's probably why you didn't hear me putting out podcasts recently, because these things take their toll on me. And when I first started doing this kind of job, like, years and years ago, like, this is the shit that was, you know, making my hair turn white, prematurely, because I just couldn't handle the suspense, if you will. Like, I couldn't handle the nonsense of worrying about shit, and oh my god, did I do this right, did I do this right? Like, I couldn't handle that, so I found myself falling back into that old routine, and I'm like, what am I doing, man? Like, so, one lesson is, you know, make sure you're progressing in your life. Like, it would be such a shame if you had a problem or something you were dealing with emotionally, or had some bad reaction to coping with certain things in life. If you had that same reaction 10 years ago as you did today, it would be really bad, because it means you hadn't made any progress. And life is, I think, it's about living a simple life and about also making progress to try to amend or fix the things that you're not happy with. So it would really suck dick if you were in a shitty job 10 years ago that you hate, and then 10 years later, you're still in that same shitty job that you hate with the same boss you hate, right? So, you know, because then at that point, everything... Whoops, microphone fell out. At that point, everything's on you. You only have you to blame. So here I am at the Victory Trailhead, walking through woodland, the hills, beautiful day. It's going to start getting hot. But anyways, I just wanted to tell you guys that. I'm sorry I didn't get more podcasts together for you this week, just because I was kind of like dealing with that mentally. I was like, it's incredible how much these things are a drain. Some people are okay with it. I have one of my really closer friends, I mean, in quotation marks, even though I don't speak to him as much as I used to. He's very myopic, right? Like, I don't mean this in a negative way. Like he lacks knowledge in a broad spectrum of things, but he can sit down, put his head to doing the work, nothing intricate or complicated. Like he can do his work and he doesn't let these little things gnaw away at him. Like probably because he doesn't even think that deep into worrying about it, right? But that's how my brain's equipped, because I'm an overly analytical guy. So my brain, it's hard to shut it down from analyzing all the time, right? And looking for problems and everything else. So, which is part of the problem of the bathroom, like not that long ago. If you remember, I was like joking about writing a suicide note because of the way the bathroom was going. And I was questioning my decisions about it and everything like that. But anyway, so you just got to go with the flow. They have all these expressions that you hear throughout life, like, don't worry, be happy, go with the flow. And what's really interesting is how those sayings, which have been around for decades, they take on a different meaning as you get more experience, as you get older and as you gain more experience in life. Because you just see like that smiley face with, don't worry, be happy, or shit happens, or, you know, like, or, you know, go with the flow. You hear these things, and you're like, yeah, whatever. But if you actually think about them in depth, you kind of like, there's so much more to that, to those t-shirts and those slogans and whatnot, because it is true, like, shit happens. It's basically saying, who gives a shit? Shit happens, who gives a fuck? Like, who cares? So you have to train yourself to not care. Don't be so attached to possible outcomes. Just be attached to the outcome you want, right? Like, we talk about law of attraction a lot. And by continuously focusing on a possible outcome that you don't want, you're really just attracting it to you in some ways. And the other thing I've learned in life is when I worry about shit, reality check is that bad thing, worst case scenario I was worrying about, never actually ends up happening, ever. And I would have spent all of this time worrying about it for literally nothing. So, don't worry, be happy. But anyways, yesterday kind of like the residual effects of that energy was kind of spilling over. And so even though the matter had more or less been resolved, yesterday morning I just started getting really, I was really agitated in the morning. Like I found it impossible to do things. I was trying to go to the gym. I couldn't get my car out of the garage because the contractor was there. Then I was going to take another car that was outside, get in that car. Then I'm like, oh, wait a minute, all my shit's in my other car, like my gym workout gloves and towel, whatever. Then I go to my other car. Oh, I can't open my car because I don't have the key. So it was like this. It literally took me half an hour to get out of the house to go to the gym, because every time I would try to go, something would happen. Somebody would call. I couldn't open a car door. This, that, the other. And I was just like, part of the problem is in my head, I could see myself in the gym on the spinning machine or the spin cycle fucking exercise bike, let's just call them what they are instead of all these fancy names. In my head, I was already at the gym, and so I wasn't being present. And that's why, like, I was forgetting my phone, where did I put this, where did I put that, and just getting increasingly frustrated and agitated over my lack of control. And what was ending up happening was I was letting the day control me. I was starting to become just a robot where I was the reactionary force. So whatever was happening, I'd have to react. The maid shows up, have to jump out of bed. Contractor shows up, have to quickly let him in. This person calls, that person calls. And like, I was getting really agitated because aside from the regular cacophony of shit not working electronically, I was just like a pinball. I felt like a pinball bouncing around from this person eating that to that person eating that at like 8 in the morning, 9 in the morning, and it was just pissing me off. And it was kind of making my brain scramble. And so it really kind of fucked things up. Like, my brain just started going in the wrong direction, where, you know, you just can't think straight anymore, and you start getting negative and frustrated. And even by the time I got to the gym, anybody else that is out there as an empath, they must have seen this, like, black cloud over my head, because I was just so fucking pissed. And, if you know, it's interesting, part of the, I found a lot of my angst always starts with the cell phone. Like, if I didn't have a cell phone, I actually think life would be a lot better. Just this ability for people to contact you all the time. And I've been much better at just keeping it off and whatever. But, you know, I do have a business to run. And, you know, right now it's been a little bit slow. So I need to be extra diligent with making sure I don't lose any clients. Or potential clients, I should say. And so that's kind of what was going on yesterday. I was able to, you know, calm myself down. But it's getting tougher and tougher here in Woodland Hills, too. Just because, as a, you know, the city's, like I always bitch and moan about, the city's getting so and so populated. You know, in comes with that the obnoxious people. Like, you go to the gym and there's this kid working out without a shirt on, which is like one of the big rules of the gym, which is you can't work out without your stupid shirt on, because this isn't that kind of gym. It degrades the gym. I mean, nobody wants to fucking get your dirt, your friggin' sweat all over the equipment. I sure as hell don't. And so, you know, it's kind of annoying seeing that, and I end up going to McDonald's. That's like my Friday treat. By the way, if you don't have the McDonald's app, highly recommend. They always have great deals on Friday. Like, you always get free French fries on Friday, by the way. And last month and this month, now they're giving you, you can get $2 fish filet sandwiches, although I'm not sure how long that'll last. I think that's an Easter related thing. Cheap plug for the McDonald's app. I don't know why. I didn't eat McDonald's for years, and now I'm eating again on Friday. So anyways, I went to McDonald's, and, you know, I do curbside pickup, and you have to, they're designated spots. They're like two designated spots for that. And these stupid girls are parked in this car, and they've parked between the two spots, and they only have two spots, right? And these girls have parked their car between it. So I'm like, what? How fucking selfish can you be? So I start to try to squeeze my car in, and they're like flagging me down, like, no, no, you can't fit. You can't fit. And it's like, so move your fucking car. Like, what do you mean? You park between two spots. You're basically hogging two spots, and you're telling me not to park in the little space you've left. And so they're like, oh, don't worry, we're leaving soon. And I'm thinking, I'm thinking, okay, you guys are leaving soon, so does that mean you already got your delivery? Because you're parked in the curbside pickup section. And so what I end up doing is I end up, like, reversing and parking in a spot facing them, waiting for them to leave. And sure enough, they just chill out there for another 5 minutes, talking and giggling. And guess what? They end up just finally leaving, which means they weren't even parked there waiting for their food. Like, I would have even forgiven them a little bit had they parked there, waiting for their food, which is coming up momentarily, but they're just chilling there like idiots. Like, you know, that's the problem with these. The more dense a city gets, the more of a ghost you become, and the more obnoxious people you see, because they just don't care. And then so finally they leave. I'm like, okay, finally. So I'm about to pull in to the space, and guess what? Two cars come in and jam themselves right into those only two spaces for pickup, right when I was about to fucking pull in. I was like, you know what, dude? Enough. Like, the city's just gotten too obnoxious, man. Like, you can't. That's why I bought an electric bike. I'm like, I need to start riding more, because just the drivers and it's just obnoxious, man. You can't. Anyways, that's me bitching. Obviously, wasn't in a great mood yesterday, and it resulted in weird shit happening. Phones not answering when they should. Computers randomly freezing. That nonsense, which seems to follow me around. I don't know if you guys have that problem, or if electronics just suck that much, but I notice electronics just, it's always a headache, man. There's always something. So anyways, that was kind of like my negative nonsense, you know, but you gotta lift yourself up. You gotta pick yourself up, and you always gotta start reflecting and making sure, am I living better today than I was yesterday, than the day before that, than the year before that, than the decade before that? Because you should always be trending, because that's the stupid word they use these days. You should always be trending in a positive direction. Focus on the good things that happened just keep your mind on them and the good things you want to happen. So this week, instead of focusing on this nonsense of this other attorney, focusing on, okay, great, I have this deal coming up in Hidden Hills. That's awesome. A little bit of a goal of mine. You know, I'm being more aggressive financially with investments. Happy about that. I'm taking some risks that I normally wouldn't take. You know, putting more muscle and more effort into my business to grow it. So that's important. So I'm doing a bunch of shit that before I wasn't really so much doing. So you got to focus on all those pluses, you know what I mean? So that was kind of like the last several days. It's Saturday. I'm going to go for a hike tomorrow as well. And, you know, just forget Hakuna Matata, as they say, right? Don't worry, be happy. So that was kind of like my last few days, you know, like trying to deal with that weird energy of potential conflict with a stranger, you know, dealing with all the stuff going on in my house. You know, the bathroom is almost done, believe it or not. I mean, mind you, they've been saying that for months, but weeks rather. But I think it actually may be finished in a week and a half. That's my timeline in my head. We'll see what actually happens. And I'm grateful for the detail and the time these guys are spending on it. So I hope you guys have a good weekend. I may do another podcast. I still have to do a follow-up one with you guys about my friend Punisher, who traveled up to LA the other night to meet that girl. Give you some updates on that, because there are a few, nothing monumental. And that's pretty much it. So thanks for listening, guys. Enjoy your Saturday. Make sure you do everything you want to do. Make sure to do you, right? Too often, like I got caught up with yesterday, you become a fucking robot, just letting the day control you. Make sure that you control the day. Even if you have to just turn your phone off, turn everything off, and go leave, and go to a coffee shop and go for a walk, do something that shows that you're controlling your day. So don't necessarily think, oh, I got this task on, I got this on fire, that on fire, this task to do, that person needs this, I'll do me time as soon as that's done. No, when you're feeling overwhelmed, I suggest drop everything, go take a walk, go get a drink, go do something you want to do, go do some exercise or whatever. Hell, go watch some porn and jack off if you want. Go do that to make yourself feel better and to let yourself know that I actually control the day. I'm controlling this day, so I'm going to control what I can. And right now I can go do that stuff that I want to do, even though a million people need a million things from me. Oh yeah, there was one other update. So that girl I was talking with overseas, we've kind of been talking for a couple months. This is the one that wanted me to like gape her and do all these things with her. You know, all of a sudden, like, she said she was having family problems and her brother and sister got COVID. And so she kind of like vanished for a bit. She's like, I'm going to go to the city and won't be around for a minute. Like, she just started ignoring my texts. And I was like, okay, maybe she doesn't have internet, who knows what. Cause things are, you know, internet and phones work differently over in Asia. And so what ends up happening is, I see her online on my cell phone. I'm like, huh, that's weird. And, so I'm just like, I don't know whatever happened. So I just send her a nice message, cause I don't like negativity, as you know, even though I spout out a lot of it. So I'm like, hey, I don't know what's going on, but, you know, whatever happened, like, I wish you the best. Hope you're well and your family's well. And she actually replied. She's like, oh, hey, thank you for the nice words. It was great getting to know you, period. I'm like, huh? I was like, so wait, you are around? Like, and it's, you know, me being the naive me, a little bit of me is like, what am I missing here? Like, how do you go from, I guess I just don't understand that shit. Like, how do you go from talking with somebody daily, like sending them pictures, they're sending you pictures, they're talking about wanting to marry you and all this stuff. How do you go from all of that within like a friggin' course of a week, you just ghost them, right? I'm like, but then, you know, you have to understand. So I didn't get mad at her because it's like, whatever. I mean, I'm kind of playing her anyway, so who am I to talk? But I was just like, it kind of surprised me, but then it kind of didn't, because I guess that's just the way of the world. Because then you start to really question and wonder about people's actual motives, right? Like, you know, and I know people pretty well. Like, she probably met somebody else who's probably sending her money. Who knows what's going on, right? Like, I don't know what the real story is, and I don't really care. It's not really my problem. I'm the last guy that's going to convince somebody to be with me. And it wasn't even a real thing anyway, because she lives overseas, and I don't know when the fuck I'm ever going over there, if ever, right? So, you know, best to her. But yeah, unfortunately, that story kind of hit a roadblock and an end. And it was an interesting end to it, because there was no particular explanation other than I said, so what ended up happening? I said, out of respect, out of respect for me, at a minimum, what happened? Like, how can we just stop talking? She's like, well, you know, I didn't get the impression from you that you were that interested. You didn't really, I couldn't really tell where it was going with you. And I'm like, well, that's a bullshit answer, because you have a mouth. You could tell me as much. Like, you're a mature person. You can say, hey, you know, what's going on? Like, how do you see this? Where do you see this going? Which means she probably, you know, was probably talking to a couple people, and maybe one suitor is feeding her whatever lines she wants. But that's fine. It's not a big loss, to be honest. The week or so I didn't talk to her, to be honest, I didn't even notice. I guess I'm the kind of guy that, like, I like girly girls, like happy-go-lucky kind of girls that are, like, in a good mood and fun to talk to and jokey. Because I'm like that when I'm not having to deal with the shit that I tell you guys about. And she was, you know, I'm not trying to diss her at all, but we were in a great match anyway. She was like, I forget how old she was. She was in her mid-30s probably, but she was just a very serious person. Like, I don't remember in all our conversations ever really hearing her, like, laugh out loud or anything like that. She was just a bit too serious for my liking, so that's whatever. So anyways, guys, that was the update on that. No big loss. But, you know, if you're going to go out with somebody or talk with somebody for a while and you're not feeling it, you know, I know there's this big culture. I guess I thought it was just an LA thing. I guess it's a worldwide thing now. There's this big culture of ghosting people. I had a relationship. Man, I guess this podcast is ending up being longer, but why not? I was in this relationship about 11 years ago, 12 years ago. And, you know, I was with the girl for a year. It wasn't the greatest relationship. It wasn't bad. Like, we never fought or anything like that. It wasn't particularly stale either. But when we got to our one-year anniversary, she actually ghosted me. And this is back in the day of, like, you know, texting back and forth was, like, just blowing up. Social media was just getting, like, really revving up. And I just remember that. Yeah, like, we had our one-year anniversary, and then starting the next day, she just totally vanished. Like, wouldn't return my calls, text. Like, she ghosted after a whole year. Literally after we celebrated our one-year anniversary. And I understand part of that now. Like, I think people don't, you know, me too. I'm very conflict-averse, and I think part of ghosting is people don't want to, they're worried about the other person getting mad and having to deal with it. But I will say this much. If you know somebody well enough, you should probably know how they're going to react. Like, I mean, meaning, I'm sure anybody's going to be sad about a relationship kind of ending. But, you know, you should at least be able to know them, that they're not going to be, like, violently mad or be like, you fucking bitch or whatever, right? So at least show some courtesy to the other person and say, you know what? I thought about it at length. I'm not feeling this thing anymore for whatever reason. But I wanted to, you know, just like I did with this girl overseas, right? Like, even though I hadn't heard from her and I could just feel something was up. I at least sent her a nice message saying, hey, I don't know what's going on. Seems like you don't want to talk anymore, but whatever's going on, like, is, you know, I wish you the best in life. Like, at least do something like that, because it gives the other person closure. But I know a lot of people, if you're listening in LA, you probably don't give a shit about anybody else's closure but your own. So good for you, I guess, which is why I've never been great at these big cities. But that's just how human nature is. But, you know, do yourself a favor. Or not, fuck you. Fuck you, actually. Do the other person a favor. And do something good. Like, tell somebody, just speak your mind a little bit. You don't have to be argumentative. And if the other person gets hot on it or argumentative or mad, you don't have to respond. Just walk away, right? Like my dad just said, as long as you do your part, don't worry about what anybody else does. So that's all I wanted to tell you guys today. Thanks for listening in. So I'm getting a bit winded. I'm up here on the hill. And I appreciate you guys listening to Hardcore Rules. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And don't forget to leave some nice comments.